G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, fantastic news. The prison has seen an upgrade which will make it the second largest correctional facility in South Australia. $61.8 million has been spent out at Morack. It's the front page article on the front page of the Border Watch today.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. Kennedy and Malloy back on your radio this afternoon after four. Jazz and Louis, by the way, back after three this afternoon talking sport from across the state as well. This morning, duct tape bikinis are making news. They have officially made their runway debut, and it's as bad as it sounds, by the way. Have you ever looked at the duct tape in your house and gone, I want to wear that to the beach? Well, apparently for Miami Swimwear Week, a fashion brand called Black Tape Project have shown off what is an experimental style. It really is very, very experimental. Some of it is glitzy gold swimwear. Some of it is, more obviously, I've wrapped myself in black duct tape. And it does look like it. I am amazed at the girls that were on the runway because they must be very, very brave to wear what the designer put them in. And I'm not sure whether it's a fashion trend that we ever want to see down at the beach, maybe at Port Mac or up at Robe. But it is something that is making headlines this morning. And if you get the chance to check it out, you too can be amazed and dumbfounded as I am this morning when I saw it.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
The Duchess of Cornwall is celebrating her birthday. 71, presented with a very nice cake from all accounts. The photos look good of it anyway, if nothing else. On 963 Triple M, it is time to welcome Karcher back to my studio. G'day.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, police have slammed those who choose to drive under the influence. The Limestone Coast was hit with wild weather last night, over 1,000 homes losing power. Natural Resources South East have continued with the highly successful Weed Warriors program, and locals are set to learn the benefits of the My Health Record with community engagement activities scheduled across the country. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Now, I've got to admit, with the wild weather that we've had in the Limestone Coast in the last 24, 36 hours or so, I was rather amazed yesterday afternoon that I rode home and it was dry when I got there.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
963 Triple M. If you are looking to escape this winter weather that we've been having in the Limestone Coast, time is running out. I've been talking all about the Feel Good Family Escape, our winter warm-up, a chance for you to spend 5 nights on the Gold Coast at Altigua Air on Broadbeach, the ultimate Gold Coast getaway. Now, on Friday, Al, the captain of the club, is going to be back. He's going to be making a phone call, and it might well be your number that he is calling. Make sure you do not miss out. Score a winter warm-up up on us. Become a club member right now. It's easy to do. Head to triplem.com.au. We'll see if we can make you a winner.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Smoking is in the headlines once again and has been for the last 24 hours. I'm surprised in our 24-hour news cycle that we're still talking about it, actually. But yesterday, I put up a question on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Quick smoke break at work. It may all be a thing of the past very soon. The Cancer Council would like to see smoke breaks phased out. I would love to know whether you agree with a call to ban smoking at work. Lots of people have said that if it's during a break and it's a scheduled break for anybody, then who really cares what's going on? If it's not a scheduled break, then everybody agrees with the idea of banning smoking. Would be interesting to know what you think this morning as you start your day, especially if you're a smoker. All you need to do is jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. You can also give us a call. Have your say. Join the conversation. 13 27 10 is the number to call. Phone lines are always open.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
One of the most amazing things that I heard yesterday was all about the chief executive of Domino's, who is Australia's highest paid chief executive. His salary is roughly 669 times more than what you and I are making. which is something to consider as we start the day this morning. This is not the only financial news that's going around at the moment. Forbes 100 highest paid celebrities have been announced, and U2, Coldplay, Guns N' Roses are among the list of highest paid celebrities. The top earning rock band for 2018 is U2. Bono and the Boys made the list with a cool $118 million made in the last 12 months. Coldplay immediately followed with $115.5 million. Not that the half is all that much when you consider $115 million. The third highest ranking rock band is Guns N' Roses, who arrived at 27th on the list with $71 million. Other rockers who made the list include Roger Waters, The Eagles, Depeche Mode. Paul McCartney made a staggering $47.5 million. Foo Fighters were in there too. Elton John, Metallica, they both tied for $46 million. Billy Joel made $43.5 million. The Rolling Stones made $39 million. Bruce Springsteen came in at $37.5 million. The Boss and Imagine Dragons made $36.5 million. All of which doesn't sound like an awful lot if you say it very, very quickly. I would just love a percentage of it. As we put our nose to the grindstone this morning, it's something to think about.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, we are so close to news and sport. I've got to send a shout out to Anthony, who has picked up tickets to go along to check out Port Power this weekend. Playing at Adelaide Oval, taking on GWS, the Giants, this Sunday, Ivo, at 4:10 PM. I've got more chances for you to win tickets to go to the footy right the way across the week on 963 Triple M. Now, news is on the way. Yesterday, with all the wild weather that came across South Australia, the SES were called to 114 incidents across the state. Courtney is going to tell us more soon. And on 963 Triple M, all talk this morning is on the backflip of Donald Trump. We'll find out all about it next.
Triple M. You and Grant.
On 963 Triple M, one of the more bizarre stories going around this morning comes out of America. The Vegas hotel where the mass shooting took place earlier this year. In an astonishing move, the owners of the Mandalay Bay have reportedly filed a lawsuit against the victims of the Las Vegas massacre, claiming that they're not responsible for their deaths. I find that amazing.
Ewan Grant.
The Breakfast. Triple M.
Freddie and the Boys. A couple of years ago, I remember seeing a video of Freddie Mercury when he was at university, and he was such a shy, unassuming type of bloke, comparing that to film clips of Queen, where Freddie is just larger than life. Is just amazing. And speaking of being larger than life, it was interesting to note when I was doing some research, probably a long time ago now, that Queen pretty much were the start of the huge stadium concert tours that we see these days from huge artists. I suppose the likes of Pink, who is travelling around Australia at the moment to sold out shows. Queen were absolutely massive down in South America, and they started this whole movement where you had stadium tours, and it's just amazing to think that that's where it all began. If you would like to jump online today, whether at home or during your lunch break at work, the new trailer for the Freddie Mercury biopic has dropped. It looks absolutely sensational, and the movie is due out at the end of the year. I cannot wait to check it out.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. Arnott's have just made my day. I'm going to tell you all about it soon. I was so very excited when I read an article about some Arnott's classics that have been reimagined. Now, on 963 Triple M, it's just one of the things that's making news today. One of the stories that everybody is going to be talking about is the catwalk model who walked down the catwalk breastfeeding her baby. Now, again, it amazes me that stuff like this actually makes the news. It amazes me that there are enough people in the world who go, oh my God, why is that an issue? I mean, whether it's on a catwalk or otherwise, whether it's a stunt or otherwise, it is just at the end of the day, a lady breastfeeding a child. And it's what we have done for time immemorial. I mean, each and every one of us presumably have been breastfed at one point in our lives. It shouldn't be something that creates national and international headlines. And it just amazes me. It really does. On 963 Triple M. Also, the fact that because it is headlines across the globe that all of us in the media are talking about it and giving it time just does my head in.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Now on 963 Triple M, we are talking sport. Milo joins me in the studio. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Yui. Good morning, fellow coasters out there in our terrific neck of the woods. Now, I'm going to talk Aussie rules because the cream of our youngsters are up in Adelaide. Of course, it's school holidays, and no doubt the parents as well will be having a good time after dark. And the under-15s, so of course, they represent Glenelg, and they're under the banner of the Crows as well. Coach is Scott Carberry from Colby. Led their first game yesterday in the SNFL Interstate Championships. And boy, did they belt North Adelaide's country boys. So they defeat them by 81 points. That's a big margin in under-15 footy. I know we've got some talented kids, but they're really turning it on. Now, in the goals, Mitchell Sims, 2. We know where he comes from. Jack Harding, 4. And in the best players, well done to these lads. Liam Burt, Mitch Sims, Jack Harding, Will Wiseman, Sam Hayes and Joel Verton. And today, they play the Central Districts Football Club Country Region. Now, moving up to the bigger boys, the 17s suit up, but they join up with the Metro boys, and that's a terrific idea, and no doubt they bill it out, etc., and the parents head up sometimes as well. Now, the Glenelg unit won by 37 points, defeating North Adelaide as well, and Kieran Buckley from Tennyson College has done this for a number of years now. He's the coach of that unit. Ty McManus, 3 goals. Good morning, Lee. And Southeast boys and the best players in that Metro Country combination. Ty McManus, Terence Wilford, an Indigenous lad from Robe. Keep your eye out for that name. He's got it all. And Sam Bruin, and that's a North Gambier connection, I'd say, there. And McManus is Kalangadu. And, of course, like the 15s, the 17s will take on Central Districts Footy Club. Now, Yui, we're going to talk to basketball. There's no club basketball because of the school holidays. But I'm going to catch up with Alex Marzette, and he's our latest USA import at the Kazdet Rural Pioneers, and be interested to see what he's got to say. And, of course, they're still alive, the Pioneers. They got 2 games. They're battling injuries, but no doubt they'll get on that court and do their best this weekend. And later on in the morning, we'll catch up with Frank Wilcox and talk local soccer.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking basketball. Now, of course, a bit of a break for school holidays for the local comp. But the Pioneers, they're still in the mix. Couple games to go. Got to win them both. Keep their fingers crossed. Now, a late-season recruit, and he's really hit his straps. And I like the way he plays his basketball. Good morning, Alex Marzette.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Alex, how and why did you end up with the Pioneers?
I had just finished up in the G League with Wisconsin Herd. And one of the agents out here, I talked to a guy. He, Richard, was looking for a player because, you know, due to injuries and things like that, he was looking for a guy.
Yep.
Kind of like my skill set.
Yep.
And he called one of the agents from out here, and the agent referred me to him. So yep. Pretty much I just happened to just come on the map just out of nowhere.
The rest is history. You were destined to end up here. Now, just a comment, the standard of Siebel from the competitions you've played before, where would you pitch it?
The Siebel, it's pretty good competition. You know, obviously, the NBA G League is, you know, they have a lot of NBA players there playing in it, so it's definitely a high level, but the Siebel competition is pretty good.
Now, I love your vertical leap, and you're very athletic. Now, have we seen the very best of your basketball so far, or is it still to come in the last 2 games?
I feel like I'm doing pretty well out there. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for the compliments. And, I feel like, you know, as long as I can continue to play in my role and within the system, then I'm pretty sure the best is yet to come, for sure.
Now, you're in your mid-20s. Realistically, what sort of aim or goal are you setting yourself when the season finishes with the Pioneers? What will be the next step in your pathway?
I would either, you know, I would love to be to stay out here in Australia and try to get a possibility or opportunity in the NBL.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to go home and train and continue to allow my agents to work for me and try to come up with the best situation possible. But I would love to play at the highest level, you know,
wherever that
may be,
whether it be
in the United States, whether it be in Europe or Australia,
okay,
or anywhere else in the world.
Can't let you go without a comment. Coach Richard Hill, just give us a bit of a broad brush on how you found him.
When my agent introduced me to the team, I immediately looked up the coach and said he's a very great coach, mm-hmm. runs a very great system. So I immediately just looked him up and seen how good of a coach that he is, and the system that he runs and stuff like that. So he and even now, he just every single day in practice and the game pushes me to try to be the best that I can be. So I really love him for that.
Yeah, very hard taskmaster. I played against him in Aussie Rules years ago when he was coaching down here, and I don't think he expects anything of you boys that he didn't expect of himself as a basketballer and a footy coach. Now, I've been told to Alex Marzette, and he's been a terrific acquisition. Alex, good luck in the last two games, Melbourne and Sandringham this weekend. You never know. And more so, good luck in your quest to perhaps hang around and get picked up by an NBL.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Courtney's going to join me in a moment. We're going to find out what is making news across the nation and around the globe. Malcolm Turnbull has confirmed that Aussie divers Richard Harris and Craig Callan are to be awarded honours. Also, Lush Australia has admitted to underpaying its staff by $2 million. Payroll errors could affect 5,000 employees. In other news, one of the more interesting things that I've heard about today. In an astonishing move, the owner of the Mandalay Bay Hotel are reportedly suing victims of the Las Vegas massacre. The team in the newsroom will tell us more very soon.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is time to find out a little bit about the Pygmy Perch Project in the Limestone Coast. I have got Westlands conservationist, ecologist Steve Clark on the line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Steve, I didn't know anything about the Pygmy Perch or the fact that they are down at the Raillands. So my question, I suppose, first of all, where are Pygmy Perch found in the southeast, first of all?
They're generally found within freshwater areas that can maintain their water over the summer period. So in areas of permanent water, but also in areas that have got suitable habitat. And we have very little of our habitat left in the southeast. At one time, probably around about 50% of the southeast was actually a wetland, and that's a little bit hard to believe. But we've lost 95% of that now.
Wow!
And with the remaining 5%, there are these areas of fresh water that are permanent throughout the year are quite hard to find.
It brings an interesting point. Why do we have so much loss of wetland in the Limestone Coast?
Well, it's predominantly from agriculture and forestry. I mean, we all live in houses. We all eat and drink milk and these sort of things. So we need the agriculture, and hence that's the wetlands have been drained for the purpose of agriculture. Now that's just a natural progression, but. From my perspective, and natural resources southeast, we still like to see some of the wild areas remaining, so that these species like southern pygmy perch can still, have a presence in the southeast.
Steve, we'll probably answer the question, but why are they endangered?
Well, just about answered that question, I think. Mm-hmm. The habitat loss, loss of fresh water. They are a freshwater, what they call an obligate fish. So they stay within the one area. They don't migrate. So as long as they have fresh water and it's a good habitat, that means clean, clear water, no pollution. The fish are quite happy to survive in there.
And are there pressures from introduced species and pest species of fish as well?
Yes, there can be. There can well be. There are a few introduced species in the southeast. Carp are one of them. There's another fish called Gambusia, which is a predatory fish, a little tiny fish called mosquito fish. They were introduced into Australia many years ago to control mosquitoes. Unfortunately, they don't control them any more than any other of our native fish. But in the meantime, they are becoming really prevalent. They are an unusual fish that can They don't lay eggs. They actually breed live young. And so the fish are, little baby fish are ready to go as soon as they're born. And they do predate on other fish eggs, and they can displace some of the habitat. But the main thing they do is also harass the native fish. They actually eat the tails while the native fish are alive.
Steve,
so we have certainly a few of those in the southeast.
Yeah,
other fish might be goldfish. Unfortunately, people tend to think, well, I've got a goldfish and I'll set it free, and I'll set it free into our waterways, which is a goldfish is a species of carp as such. So we're putting you know, invasive species back into our waterways somewhere with good intentions, but
leads to problems down the track.
It certainly does.
Steve, what was the idea about putting pygmy perch into the Raillands area?
Well, Mount Gambier Council wanted to make the fairly sterile stormwater retention area near Will Street give it make it a little bit more, or improve the ecology of it. Mm. The water was just coming straight off the street, and the water needed to be cleaned a little bit, not very much, but also there was potential for mozzies and other things occurring within the water. So cleaning the water up and giving it an improved ecology was their intention, and so we were asked to help, and so we facilitated. First of all, they would have liked some fish in there, but without the native vegetation to support the fish, the whole project really would have fell flat on its head first up. Mm. So you may, next time you're walking around the stormwater retention area near Will Street, you'll see that there's a lot of native plants along the peripheral edge. That was a bit of a challenge because the pond is actually 2 metres deep, so those plants are in there being supported. But they are doing extremely well. So after a year, we found the plants not only thriving, but we found the habitat more suitable to introduce the local native pygmy perch.
And this is a program that's done or has gone very well.
It certainly has. It certainly has. The Mount Gambier Council, Aaron Izzard, just recently went down and just to check to see how the fish are going. Now, we only put 200 fish in there a bit over a year ago, I think. Yeah, it was about that. And he put some nets in and he managed to sample around about 60 fish. Now, in an area that large and that deep, that's a pretty good indication that they're not only doing well, but they're actually breeding. So the fish are breeding in that area, and they have the potential to keep on improving the ecology of that area, cleaning up the mozzies, but also the living off and in amongst the vegetation that we've put in.
Steve, it's a fantastic story. There's more news on the website at triplem.com.au, but congratulations on what is a success story for the Limestone Coast.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's a fantastic outcome, not only for the Limestone Coast, but for Natural Resources South East and also Mount Gambier Council. They're doing wonderful things down the rail land there.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, thanks for joining us this morning, mate, and having a chat to us.
My pleasure.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Local sports soccer regular commentator. Good morning, Frank Wilcox.
Good morning, Marlo. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Bendigo Bank, Southeast Women's Football Association of Wooderball. Now the seniors, Apollo City 1, they lost to United 2, but it must have been a reasonable game.
That would have been a very good game, yes. I didn't see that. I actually drove down to Portland and watched the game down there because my granddaughter was playing for Centrals.
We'll stay on that one because that was even closer because they all went home winners with a draw, one each.
That was a very, very tough and very, very good game. It was well fought with both sides and, yeah, it's a great game.
Now, Millicent Six and Letitia Izzo had a bit to do with that. She speared 4 through. They defeated Wanderers no score. So, that's a good win for Millicent.
That is a good win for Millicent. I gather Wanderers might have been a bit light on with players, but even so, Millicent played very well from all accounts.
The beat goes on as we head towards the business end of the season. And, of course, Saturday afternoon, Centrals versus Millicent at Bishop Road. Who do you like?
Centrals, and that's their, one of their three home games this year, which is brilliant because they get all the facilities there. So they've got a barbecue and they've got drinks and everything, canteen, and there's everything else there. So it's worthwhile going along and cheering on.
Yeah, the Lionesses are raw. United versus Inter Country Footy Club at Blue Lake Sports Park.
That's going to be a ripper of a game, I think. If Inter come along to play as they do every other week against United, who have just hit form, that's going to be a great game.
Let's hope Wanderers get players back as they take on Apollo City. Do you think
And if Wanderers have got a full side, that'll be a good game as well.
Okay. Now, we won't forget the Limestone Coast Football Association, and Apollo and Blue Lake clashed in the men, and that was a draw as well.
Yeah, one all at half time, two all at full time. That would have been a ripper of a game. I'm just sorry I didn't get a chance to see any of the games on Sunday, but that would have been a ripper of a game to watch.
A couple of the out-of-towners, Narracourt defeated Millicent 3-2, so the beat goes on.
That's another close game, and Narracourt have actually stepped up very, very nicely this year, although I do understand that Millicent were a little bit short of players this this year, and a couple of players had to play a couple of games.
Well, Narracourt are excited about their 50-year celebration. Now, lucky last, Centrals and Portland, and it was Centrals coming home 5-2.
Yeah, 2-1 was would have been a good score, but Centrals just ran over them in the second half. Although, in Portland's defence, they actually came back and pulled another goal back, so they did very, very well.
Now, the men and boys, round 10 on Sunday, Narracourt will host Apollo. Apollo bring them back to earth?
Yeah, that'll be a very good game. Narracourt are hitting their straps, so that could be an upset.
Can Blue Lake make a dent in the refreshed Inter?
I'm not sure. Inter, the way they're playing, are very, very good. But last couple of weeks, the opposition have come back at them. So, and the way Blue Lake are playing, to draw with Apollo this week, who knows? That could be a draw. That could be a really good game.
And Inter, congratulations there. And,
their 50th anniversary. Yeah, that's just brilliant.
Yeah, they're recovering from that. Now, Centrals will host Millicent.
I think Centrals will be too strong for Millicent, but that should be an enjoyable game to watch.
Frank, as always, thanks for your coverage. May the best teams win, and we'll check in to see how it all went next Wednesday morning.
No worries, Marlo. Thanks for your time. You and Grant. For
breakfast. One of the things that you will hear about over the course of the next couple of weeks is the fact that thousands of women across the state are going to receive an innovative new invitation to have their breasts checked. Apparently, Seven News' Jane Doyle, who is a breast cancer survivor, is urging women across the state to book in for a screening. Now, the video is going to be sent out via an SMS to approximately 10,000 potential new Breast Screen SA clients, and the SMSs are going to include URL links, which you can use to click open personal videos that are going to be sent out. It's a fantastic idea, I suppose, of engaging women in making sure that the breast screenings are done and the breasts are checked. And you may be one of them across the Limestone Coast that that receives an SMS over the course of the next few weeks from Breast Screen SA. You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M, I have resisted the temptation to talk about Arnott's for most of the morning, but they have turned some of their classic biscuits into wonderful little tea cakes, and I am so very excited. So much so that I'm going to go down to Coles and see if I can check them out. Now, there is an entire range of these, including Ice Vovos, Caramel Crowns, Mint Slices, Monte Carlo Biscuits. Oh, I reckon I'm going to be in a sugar coma by the end of the day today. It just sounds divine. I might even put some pics up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. If you've got the chance today to pop out during lunch, make sure you go and check it out, because I reckon they're going to be a hit. The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. Triple M Guy is back this afternoon. He's got some absolute rippers for you. Ray Hadley's coming in after 9, and the team in the National Newsroom will give you all the things that you need to know as you head to work this morning. Whatever you do, make sure you stay out of the weather, because it's going to be another wild day in the Limestone Coast today. I will catch up with you tomorrow morning. And tomorrow I'm going to give you details on one last Triple M Give Me Five for Kids auction. We've got a couple of tickets to go to the footy show in Melbourne. They've been kindly donated by a listener, and we are going to auction them off tomorrow right here on your local 963 Triple M.